The Bert Show.
Jeff said he just got a very interesting forward from producer Tracy.
It was, yeah, I'll let Tracy read it. And I think it's, I have no comment. I'll just let Tracy
okay.
read it.
Okay. Let it stand at its own.
Well, I have to tell you that Scott's been very, very paranoid about H1N1 in, you know, when it comes to our daughter, because from what I understand, like, the vaccine is out now, but you can't give the vaccine to babies as young as Ella.
And just for the backstory here, this is their first child. Mm-hmm. And she's how old now?
She's 3.5 months now.
3.5 months.
So he's...
You're not still not doing hours or days or anything
no,
like that?
No, I
appreciate that.
She's 4,292 hours.
I'm a horrible mom, but I lost track of weeks a few weeks ago.
Good.
So she's three and a half...
Yeah, I can understand 3.5 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's 3.5 months now. And like all parents, we're all very concerned about the flu and, mm-hmm. you know, swine flu specifically. And I knew he was concerned, and I thought he was bordering on being a little bit more concerned than I was. Mm-hmm. Until I got two emails this morning in reference to swine flu from him. The first one talking about the benefits of breastfeeding and, you know, and swine flu. The next one was more in depth as it refers to Ella. And the only thing I have to tell you before I read the email is that she had like a bluish tint to her eye, which I asked the pediatrician about. And the pediatrician said, it's not a big deal. It means nothing. I see it in kids all the time. If it were anything to be concerned about, there'd be other glaring signs.
And is was this completely unsolicited?
Yes.
Okay.
I woke up.
So you're just checking your emails, and this one kind of comes
out
of nowhere.
That's what makes this beautiful, is that they weren't talking about swine flu, chatting about it, IMing about it, just got off the phone about it. Just, this is what keeps Scott up at night.
He's just absorbed by it right now.
He sent this to me at 11:51 last night when I was in bed sleeping. It says, more on H1N1. There have been 21 pediatric deaths due to H1N1 in Georgia so far this season. As a whole, total number of cases in Georgia have been decreasing since the middle of August, but they are still high, and our state is one of the high-risk states. If Ella was to get H1N1, she could not get medication to treat it. If you get sick, you're supposed to keep breastfeeding and even increase the frequency. Here are the warning signs for infant H1N1. Fast breathing or trouble breathing, bluish skin color, not drinking enough fluids, not waking up or not interacting, being so irritable that the child does not want to be held, flu-like symptoms improve but then return with a fever and a worse cough, fever with a rash. Let me, side note, she hasn't even acted like she's sick. Like, she's
nothing.
Happy. No.
So
she's
the
happy,
only thing that's
giggling.
Even remotely relatable
no
here
symptoms.
Is the bluish.
And that was an issue 2 months ago when we saw the pediatrician.
Okay.
No signs whatsoever. It continues. I know it seems like some of these could possibly fit Ella. Huh?
Like, what?
Which ones?
But I don't think what we see is consistent enough. Maybe we should take her temperature every day or two just to keep an eye on it. The blue skin color thing makes me worry about the blue eyeballs, but she's been like that for a few months with no other symptoms.
You know what should make him concerned about having blue eyeballs? Blue eyeballs. Because if that doesn't go away, you're the kid with the blue eyeballs for the rest of your life. Ella, she could be the most beautiful kid in the world. It's like Seal. Yeah, he's awesome. He's married to Heidi Klum, but he's the guy with the thing on his face.
I know we were talking about possibly doing a mix of formula and breastfeeding, but given the H1N1 thing, I would prefer to keep doing only breastfeeding until the high-risk season passes. CDC recommends washing hands with soap and water often or using a Purell-type hand cleaner. We should probably use Purell more, especially since you're around coworkers every day.
And we're so dirty.
I would clean your office with Lysol wipes frequently.
Your office at home?
No, here.
That I can agree with. You share that office with Jeff. I would definitely agree to that.
I'm so terrified of her getting sick, and there's nothing we can do about it. I just love her so much. That's all. Love you, Scott.
Aww.
Last part is sweet. He kind of saved himself in the very last minute.
He's 95% crazy, 5% sweet.
But am I bad that I wasn't this freaked out by it?
I don't know. Like, as a general rule, I think what I'm witnessing now, not just with you guys, but as a general rule, I think with the first baby, the dudes actually are more freaked out.
Yeah.
About the health of the baby than women are.
Hmm.
More protective.
I get paranoid and stuff like that. I mean, any little strange thing, you know, that I notice, you know, I'll discuss it with them. And should I be concerned about this or what about that? But wow, I had no idea that he was this freaked out about swine flu. Like, he keeps bringing it up every once in a while. And I thought he was just watching the news too much. So he was just kind of talking, you know, current mm-hmm. events with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea. And we even talked to our pediatrician a couple weeks back, and she's like, yeah, I see about 2 cases a day, but really they only feel a little bit worse than if they had the regular flu.
This is on his mind all the time.
Apparently.
Wow.
So
I guess that's the good news. The good news is he's concerned. I bet we could load up the phones with a whole bunch of people saying, my husband couldn't care less.
The bad news is he's tetting up your house like that John Travolta movie back in the day, or whoever was it?
Oh, the boy in the plastic
The boy in the bubble.
Yes.
You're going to come home and you're going to be like,
yes,
oh my
God.
That's
from 1970s, Wendy.
Did we hire exterminators for today?
But I see, because I have a niece that, you know, spends some time with her and she's in daycare, and I can see, like, I have noticed the fear in Scott's eyes every time Kylie gets close to Ella. Like, she's going to get her sick.
Oh.
Now, and Melissa, you're the news director. Aren't all these like these H1N1 serums for babies hitting Georgia here real soon?
Well, like she was saying, Ella's too young to get them, but the nasal mist is already in Georgia, and the shots, I think, are already starting to arrive.
But you have
to
be over three to get them. But so only got 2.5 more years of paranoia.
Hold on, Ella.
But I think what's freaking a lot of people out is a lot of times if you get the, you know, normal flu or seasonal flu that we're so used to, it's your rundown, and then you end up getting it, and it's, you know, it can be fatal for people, but a lot of times it ends up coming when you haven't been taking care of yourself. And the problem with H1N1 is they're finding, especially in kids, they're perfectly healthy, and then all of a sudden they get hit with this, and some have, you know, unfortunately had a fatal ending. So I think that's why people are really concerned about it, because it's just something they don't know about, you know.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yes, I was just listening to the story, and I can relate. But from a man's perspective, he's probably feeling out of control, and he doesn't know what to do. He can't control the swine flu, and as a dad, he wants to protect his family, and he doesn't know how, and that's where all the anxiety is coming from.
I can understand that, but I'm just really paranoid that he's going to tell me I can't have any interaction with her because I work with her.
Or you're going to come in one day.
You came in from that dirty radio station. Do not touch your daughter.
You're going to come in one day, and he'll actually be like spraying down the office. Like,
well,
in
he's going to hose down Tracy outside the front door.
Yeah. Like, or the next time he brings in Ella, she literally will be in one of those little like hamster, like plastic little round things.
I have a feeling you guys won't be seeing Ella for another 2.5 years.
The Burt Show.